Exclusive video, leftist MP Diane Abbott. BLM protesters take knee in solidarity with footballers. By Kurt Zindelka on July 19, 2021. Labour MP Diane Abbott and a group of leftist protesters took the knee outside No. 10 Downing Street in solidarity with three black footballers who allegedly received racist abuse after they all missed penalty kicks in England's loss to Italy in the Euros final. A group of around 100 stand-up-to-racism protesters were filmed by Breitbart London taking the knee on Saturday outside the official residence of the Prime Minister, chanting Black Lives Matter, No Justice, No Peace, and Boris Johnson, Priti Patel, Go to Hell. Addressing the crowd, far-left Labour MP Diane Abbott said, Johnson, Priti Patel, and the others thought they could start another dirty culture war by attacking taking the knee. They went to war and they lost. Listing some of the black players on the England football squad, she added, Raheem Sterling, Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, Bukayo Saka, Tyrone Mings, trounced Boris Johnson, trounced Priti Patel, trounced Natalie Elphicke and Lee Anderson. Boris Johnson, your boys took a hell of a beating. Abbott said that the left should channel the public's outrage into taking on all aspects of this government's racist agenda, including on issues of police stop and search, deportations, the supposedly disparate impact faced by minorities during the pandemic, and the supposedly disgraceful treatment of refugees. Abuse is unacceptable, whether it's from a yob, an online troll, or a Tory government. The England player showed how it is done. They stuck to their principles. They didn't ask if this is good for my career, or my sponsorships, or what will Red Wall voters think. They had principles. Black players united with their comrades and lead the way, she concluded. The online abuse faced by the black players has caused widespread capitulation within the conservative establishment in the United Kingdom, with right-leaning radio hosts calling for racists to be debanked, television presenters taking the knee, and even the Tory government proposing a ban on racists from football matches. Yet, reports have revealed that the vast majority of alleged racist abuse has come from overseas. The Center for Countering Digital Hate identified 105 Instagram accounts that posted racial abuse towards the three black players, for example, but of those only 5 accounts were definitely within the United Kingdom, with 59 being determined to be from overseas, and the rest left unidentified. The Kick It Out campaign also backed up the assertion that most abuse comes from foreign countries, claiming that over the past 2 seasons some 70% of racially charged posts surrounding football games came from overseas. Speaking to Breitbart London at the Stand Up to Racism protest on Saturday, local live streamer Danny Roscoe said that it is absolutely unfounded to claim that Britain is a systemically racist country. If you look at the 66 million people in the country, obviously you're going to get some racists that need to be chucked out of society. But making that into a systemic issue is just race-baiting politics, he said. On the issue of increased censorship in the wake of the football final, he said that it is nothing more than an underhanded tactic to censor people's right to speak out against the government and on political issues. Roscoe, whose slogan is Black and White Unite, said that the purpose of the Black Lives Matter movement in the United Kingdom is to instill a Marxist revolution, explaining that BLM exploits anger, victimhood, and oppression narratives to fulfill their aims. These politicians, like in America, realize that if they can divide the races, they can control half the country, he said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.